As you look at exponential success in your life, you really need to treat your life like a business. Look at successful businesses, benchmark what they do, look at the departments they have, and that's what you need to do in your life. Quit floating on the ways of life on an inner tube. When you have the right areas of your life conquered, that's when you see exponential success. The first thing you notice in a successful business and that you need to notice in your life is to tap into that passion. Because as you know, to be successful in life, it's not a solo project. You need to work with other people. And more than anything else, passion recruits the hearts and minds of the people that you know to get them on your team. When they feel that passion, that sense of purpose, that heartfelt conviction for your cause or your product or your life, they will emotionally jump on board and they will help you. Everything you want in life, someone's going to help you get. And we'd love to be around people who are excited, animated, and full of passion. When you have passion for something, you're excited, you have zeal, you want to share it with the world. You can't be swayed by the opinions of others. You are excited to convert as many people as possible. Just like people in a business. They love what they do. They know they have a great product. They want as many converts and customers as possible. And when you have that passion, you have a sense of mission that drives you and stimulates your imagination and motivates you to higher levels of achievement. Passion can sway other people's opinion. It can influence and persuade other people to your side, to your cause, to your product, to your vision. Believe in what you do. Develop that passion. Do you have passion? Have you found your passion? Try to tap into things in your life that you're passionate about. It will move you. It'll inspire you. It'll motivate you. Now, passion comes from three areas. Analyze these areas in your life and increase your passion. That'll increase your success as you treat your life as a business. The first is belief. Belief in yourself, belief in your product, belief in your service, belief in whatever you're working on. Belief comes from knowledge, learning as much as you can about the area you want to excel in. Then there's emotion. We've talked a lot about emotional mastery, tapping into your emotion. Passion is an emotionalized belief. And then, of course, there's enthusiasm. As Emerson said, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. Go out there, get the energy, find the spirit. That's what makes you successful. That's what makes businesses successful. Another thing as you look at a business or look at your life is people skills. If you can't get people to like you, if you can't get people to trust you, they won't want to be around you. They want to help you achieve your dreams, and you won't be successful. Everything you want to accomplish has to do with other people. And it's interesting to note that when you look at downsizing and resizing, over 66% of the people that are downsized, it's not due because of their inability to do the job. It's due because they can't get along with other people. And studies show that up to 85% of your success comes from your ability to work with people, your people skills. That's the critical thing you need to take a look at. Everybody you meet, treat as gold. They can help you in some way. Serve others. Love others. Look at yourself through the eyes of other people. You can make more friends in a couple days by becoming genuinely interested in others than you can do in a year trying to get others to be interested in you. That's from Dale Carnegie in How to Win Friends and Influence People. Smile, it's free, it's contagious, it's disarming, it says, I like you. Use a person's name, be thankful for what they do for you, become a great listener. I remember being on an airplane from JFK to LAX. It's a long flight all the way across the country. And I think I have this sign on my forehead that says, tell me your life story, and that's okay. Gentleman started talking to me. We had a great conversation. But the reality is, I hardly said anything. I listened. And when we landed, we exchanged business cards. And he said, you are an incredible person, one of the most intelligent people that I've ever met. I'm thinking, I didn't say anything. You listen to other people, you'll be successful. Learn not to judge others. Help other people feel important. And ask yourself, what is your likability factor? Do people really like you? Do they want to be around you? And part of that is to learn to never criticize other people, other people's products, other companies, because it puts a sour taste in people's mouth and they won't do business with you. Your job as you go out and become exponentially successful is to give strength to other people. Don't drain them of energy. Don't spit on their dreams. Support them. Move them. Help them. As you become exponentially successful, that is your mission, to drive to help other people reach the exponential success zone. Now, just a moment of caution. Everybody's not going to like you, but you can get most people to like you and want to be around you and to help you. That's why you want to treat your life as a business. And on the same lines of people skills, you have to come back to trust. Do people trust you? Now, most people say yes, they do, but the research shows they don't. Very few people have that trust. Now, here's the ironic thing. 40 years ago, or even 30 years ago, this was the mindset. I trust you until you give me a reason not to. Now, what's the mindset? I don't trust you. Give me a reason to trust you. So the ability to gain and keep trust is a vital factor to your success. And research has shown time and time again that trust is always a contributing factor with your ability to work and influence other people. When people trust you, they accept your message. If they don't trust you, it doesn't matter what evidence or facts or figures you have, they're not going to budge. Now, trust can be kind of ambiguous at times. What does it really mean? What does it really mean to have trust? Do people trust me? Can I convince other people? But when you meet somebody, even in a business, when you walk into a store, can I trust this person? Do I believe them? They're really concerned about me. That's what you need to think about. Never assume people trust you. So let me just spend a few minutes on what I call the 5 C's of trust. You need to have this in business. You need to have this in your own life. The first C of trust is character. Character is a combination of qualities that can distinguish one person from another. It's you on the inside. It could be your integrity, your honesty, your sincerity, your maturity. In fact, a study done at UCLA conducted with over 1,300 senior executives found that 71% said integrity was the most needed to succeed in business. Integrity in the Bible refers to individuals whose actions match the teachings and word of God. And Abraham Lincoln stands as a worthy role model for one who wants to develop character. He once said, "When I lay down the reins of this administration, I want to have one friend left, and that friend is inside myself." Now, he was always criticized in office, but he always remained true to what he believed and followed his heart. Now, the Latin root of sincerity comes from sincerus, which means without wax. Because back then, pillar sculptors often used wax to hide their mistakes, and so their work would look unflawed. Years of weathering and sun revealed their deception, so a sincere person was considered to be one without wax or camouflage. So today, wax or no wax, the average person can sense falsehood, deception, or insincerity. So trustworthiness and character increases when we're big enough to own up to our own mistakes and our weaknesses. People can forgive weaknesses, but they don't forgive as quickly when there's cover-ups. So if you present both sides of an issue or present your weaknesses, you'll be considered more fair and honest. And often it'll be your honesty that wins people over. The second C is competence. That's your knowledge, that's your ability. This can be real, perceived, or imagined. True competence comes from lifelong learning and experience to know that you know what you're doing. Perceived competence comes from other people judging you based on external factors. Now, true competence is an accurate reputation based on your intelligence, expertise, and knowledge. We consider others to be competent when we see them learning and advancing their training and education, and they're successful at what they do. They have a strong track record. The third C is confidence. As Dwight D. Eisenhower said, in order to be a leader, a man must have followers. And to have followers, a man must have their confidence. I love the story how John D. Rockefeller dealt with his creditors. When a creditor came hoping to have his bill paid for, Rockefeller would reach for his checkbook with gusto and ask, "What would you rather have, cash or Standard Oil stock?" He did so with such confidence that most people always chose to take the stock in his company. And that paid off handsomely in the future. Now, people will admire and look up to you when you know what you're talking about and you have confidence. They are going to judge you on their first impression. So be sure you demonstrate confidence in the first 4 minutes, because the cement dries fast. The next C is credibility. As Jerry Spence, the trial lawyer, says, "One can stand as the greatest orator the world has known, possess the quickest mind, employ the cleverest psychology, and have mastered all the technical devices of argument. But if one is not credible, one might just as well preach to the pelicans." Credibility is important. It's in the eye of the beholder, and it's always changing. Credibility can change with time, presentation, or somebody else's opinion. Credibility is also perceived in how you present yourself. Are you calm, organized? Do you act in an authoritative manner? Are you too emotional or flustered? People will judge you. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying, even in business, when you walk into a store, you are judging, and that's what people are doing to you in your life. The fifth C is congruence. Trust increases when your words match your actions. This is called congruence. Agreement and harmony in verbal and nonverbal messages will help people trust you. If what you're doing is perceived as different than what you're saying, the people that you're talking to will always believe your nonverbals over what you're saying. You have to be congruent in your message. See, when you believe in your message, you practice what you preach. And when you practice what you preach, you're more authentic and the door of trust will swing open to you. So think about it. Are you congruent with your history, your last interaction, your reputation? Are your emotions congruent with your message? Think about it. Trust is a critical factor to your success. Life is a business. Let me illustrate this. Let's say I'm moving into your area. I have a severe toothache. It's killing me. I need a dentist. I go to you, please recommend a dentist. And you say, oh, I know a great dentist. He has great character. He's one of the most honest people I know. He's just not very competent. Last time I was there, he stuck a needle completely through my cheek. Would you go to that dentist? No way. Another neighbor says, wait, I know another dentist. He's competent, best in the state, best in the field. Although he's been arrested a few times for overbilling, he just doesn't have much character. And last time I was there, he put in more fillings than I needed to have. So when you look at trust, you need to make sure you have all five C's. Just because you have great character doesn't mean people are going to trust you. You also need to be competent. So the foundation of trust, of course, is character and competence. Then on the flip side, what if your dentist doesn't have confidence? He sits you down and you're in the chair and he shows you the x-ray. He says, you know what? I'm just not very good at reading these x-rays. I think you need a root canal. Take a look at this. What do you think? You're not going back to that dentist. And of course, there's credibility. You walk in, there's no degrees on the wall, the equipment's outdated, he's wearing a black coat, maybe his fingernails are dirty, he only takes cash. He moves offices every couple of months, lack of credibility, and of course, consistency and congruency is critical too. What if last time you were in there, he says, you know what, next time you're in here, you're going to need a root canal in that molar. And you come back and say, Doc, what about that root canal? He says, root canal? What root canal? Who says you need a root canal? So these five C's in trust are critical to your success as you treat yourself as a business. So just like a business, finding a niche. As Mark Victor Hansen says, find a niche and you'll grow rich. So your personal life, you need a niche. What you specialize, what are you going to become an expert in? You need to look at marketing and advertising and sales. Everyone's in sales. Everyone needs to learn how to persuade. They interviewed almost 3,000 Fortune 1000 executives. They surveyed them and asked what determines success in business today. 85% answered the ability to sell oneself and their ideas. Our society is predicated upon selling and persuasion. As a parent, leader, manager, you're selling something all the time. So you need to learn how to persuade. You need to learn how to sell yourself. It doesn't matter if you're a commissioned salesperson. It is a critical skill that you need to learn. Because persuasion in sales has changed in the last 20 years. Most people don't have the basic skills to know how to persuade and influence in various situations. You know, Abraham Maslow said, if all you have is a hammer, everyone else is a nail. And that's how most people treat persuasion. They have this one tool they use over and over and over again. So they know one tool and then realize there's over 100 tools of persuasion and influence that they need to know. You need to have a human resources department. Just like in a business, they find the right people for the right jobs. You need to go out in your life and find the right people to make you successful. Great companies have an operations department. You need to have an operations department. Your goals, your budgets, your visions, the things you want to accomplish. Great businesses also have an R&D department, research and development. That's your personal development. That's your research. As businesses watch the economy and conditions and things that are changing, things are always changing in your life. You need to adjust things on a daily basis. That's what research and development does. Great businesses have a PR, a public relations. Those are your people skills we talked about. Management skills, accounting skills, Continuing education, we talked about personal development. And of course, in business, there's vacation time. Let's say you have 2 weeks paid vacation. That's a critical thing. You look over in Europe, many countries have a month paid vacation. That's a time to renew and regenerate and think about your future and the things you want to accomplish. You need to take time out. Whether it's a little bit every day or a couple weeks during the summer, whatever it is, you need to make sure you have a vacation time to renew and to regenerate. And also, as you look at great businesses, they have great leaders. Now, here's the leadership loophole that we found is that most managers think they're leaders. When a manager tells you to do something, you do it because you have to. When a leader asks you to do something, you do it because you want to. That's a different. Learn leadership skills. Have people follow you. Just as in business, learn to be a leader and you will create loyal followers. Because great leaders have great people skills. They're always learning. They're balanced in their lives. They are exponentially successful. They're always serving others. They're self-confident. They're enthusiastic. They're optimistic. They're willing to learn from their mistakes. They're very forgiving and they always have a high trust level. Treat yourself, treat your life, treat your future like a high-performing business. And the last aspect to talk to you about is time management. It's one of those things that gets pushed to the wayside. We don't think about it too much. We know that we're busy. Everybody says they don't have enough time. I've seen retired couples who watch TV all day say they don't have enough time to do things. It's a common knee-jerk reaction. We all have the same amount of time. Rich, poor, it doesn't matter. You have the same amount of time. And sometimes we get stuck in just making a list. The challenge we have with a list is the most important things in your life don't make it on a list. Your families, your visions, your aspirations, the things you want to accomplish. Now, lists have their place and you can do them and you can prioritize them like they teach you. And that works for many people, but understand the dangers of a list is the most important things in your life aren't going to make it on there. Time is such a valuable asset. We waste it, we destroy it, rather investing in our time and our future. I mean, think about the average person is watching hours upon hours of TV every day. Because if you waste 1 hour a day, that's 15 days in a year. That's almost a half month. In 10 years, that's 5 months. Understand that time is more valuable than money. You can always get more money, but you can never get more time. You can never get that time back. It's a very valuable asset, and you need to change your perception. And so we need to spend less time putting out fires and become fireproof. You got to get to the dandelion spores before they're blown. You have to get gas before you're running late to that appointment that's critical to your success and you're going to run out of gas and you have to either risk running out of gas or being late for your appointment because you didn't plan ahead. You want to use time management to free up time used for the activities you feel are most important to you. And you can't necessarily manage the clock. You need to manage yourself. Set clear, specific, measurable objectives. Now, there are a lot of theories, a lot of schools on time management out there. This is a spot to be a student, not a follower, to cut and paste what works well for you. And I want to spend some time talking about what other people do to manage their time and pick and choose what works for you. But first of all, there are a few things that deteriorate your ability to manage your time. Wasting time on the phone, answering your email every time it beeps, starting late, quitting early, hanging around the coffee machine, interruptions, putting off decisions, lack of delegation, your inability to concentrate. So many times we come into work or do what we need to do, we just do the fun and easy things first. And we don't get to the most important things. Some people want to wait until all their ducks are in a row. Because if you wait until everything's perfect and aligned in your life, you'll never get anything done. And the biggest thief of time is indecision. So start your day out with a plan. Plan your day on paper before it happens. The list is not in control of you. Lists just keep you above the water. You need a priorities. Look at your goals and your vision. Look at your motivation. Analyze what you need to do. Set priorities. Learn to concentrate. Some people need a deadline with rewards. And very important, as you go through the day, don't confuse activity with accomplishment. Just because you're busy doesn't mean you accomplish much that day. Manage your interruptions on the phone, people coming into your office. Learn to batch tasks. All your phone calls at once. All your emails at once. All your meetings on the same day. Maybe sleep less. Learn to multitask. listening to tapes in your car or while you exercise or while you mow the lawn. If it's not a high mental energy task, do two or three things at once. If you have to watch the TV, and not that I'm recommending it, do your bills or do something during that time. And at times you might need to call a timeout and regroup and refocus. Learn to say no. Learn to find that balance in your life. I mean, to really effectively hit time management, we need a whole nother series to do that. But I want to open your eyes to understand that life is a business. You look at any successful business leader or manager, they're treating their life like a business. You need to treat your life like a business and follow the techniques that we've outlined in this series. Because the road to exponential success is paved by those that follow the skills that they need to know, that use the basic skills that a successful business follows. Do it, find success, and reach your loftiest goals, dreams, and aspirations.